We'd like to thank our friends at PwC for their support, partnership, and collaboration in making Retail Gets Real. Learn more about how PwC helps retailers at pwc.com.
So I think all commerce will effectively be digital, even when conducted in the physical world, because users are going to use digital tools to start their journeys, as well as aid in their journeys in the physical world.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we hear from retail's most fascinating leaders about the industry that impacts everyone, everywhere, every day. I'm Sarah Rand, stepping in for Bill Thorne. And on this episode of Retail Gets Real, we're talking about consumer insights for this holiday season and into 2022. Our guest today is Bill Reddy, President of Commerce at Google. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks for having me on the show, Sarah.
We are so pleased you could join us today to talk about consumer behavior as we head into the end of the holiday season. It's fascinating to imagine what kind of insights you must have as so many people incorporate digital experiences into their shopping. But before we dive into talking about the consumer, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? What do you do at Google? How did you get there?
Certainly. So I started at Google in January of 2020. And I joined to lead Google's efforts in commerce, which includes shopping and travel, along with Google's payments and next billion users businesses, which you can think of as emerging markets effectively. And prior to joining Google, I was PayPal's chief operating officer, and which included product technology engineering. Prior to that, I'd been a serial entrepreneur, Venmo and Braintree being the two most recent of my startups. In fact, I sold those to PayPal, and that's how I ended up at PayPal.
You've been busy, is what you're saying.
For sure.
Okay, well, I can't wait to talk about the shopping aspect of this. So Google recently released a list of 100 top trending gifts for the holidays. I admit I have gone through the list. If anybody wants to get me anything from the list, they are all good. But why don't you tell us a little bit about what consumers are looking for this holiday season? What are some of the top trends?
Yeah, I'm certainly sorry. So as you mentioned, we released our annual Shopping 100 list, which is a sneak peek at products that are predicted to rise in popularity and trend the most on Google this holiday season. So you know, that list really helps shoppers get inspired by what's trending, and it helps inform retailers on which products are expected to fly off the shelves this time of year. And a few interesting insights that we spotted from this year's list include, first of all, it's really a reflection of where we are as a society. Home equipment like coffee makers and fitness gear continue to make the list. But we're also seeing more items that suggest people are getting out more, like fragrances and beauty products. In fact, this year, perfumes and colognes are trending higher than in years past, so much so that we created a category just for fragrances. And we've seen that searches for best perfume, for example, have grown globally by 40% year over year.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another, you know, which will be expected is that, you know, gaming has continued to increase in popularity. And this year in particular, we've seen 80s and 90s nostalgia play out with really high rankings for example, Nintendo 64 and Game Boy. And perhaps not surprisingly, in the midst of the pandemic, Google searches for the term single player games have grown a whopping 600%. So those are a few of the things I'd call out. We also, you know, with Google Shopping, we have some tips for consumers to share as well, which is, firstly, you know, starting shopping early. We're all hearing a lot about supply chain issues, and I think most would agree it's better to start your shopping now rather than be potentially let down later on. Also taking advantage of price insights, which show whether the price offered for a product is high, low, or typical compared to other prices from across the web and in nearby stores. And if you'd rather pick up your products somewhere nearby, there's nearby store listings that show store hours, stock alerts, so you don't waste a trip into the store. You can see if it's on the shelf before you drive down to the store. If you'd rather keep those trips quick, you can see which stores offer in-store curbside pickup.
So you mentioned supply chain first. Can we talk a little bit about that and how is their shopping behavior really changing with all the news about supply chain concerns?
Yeah. You know, so we've seen holiday shopping begin earlier and earlier each year for several years now. We saw that last year. There were certainly disruptions and stockouts and things that had happened last year. So we saw holiday shopping start earlier last year. And we're absolutely seeing that this year as well. In fact, about one in three people said they started their holiday shopping as early as June of this year. And while search interest in shopping typically spikes every December in the U.S., we're seeing those spikes already happening right now. And a lot of this can be attributed, as you mentioned, to supply chain issues that we're hearing about. And in fact, 64% of shoppers said they'd shop earlier to avoid items being out of stock. So it's definitely top of mind for the consumer. And more than a third of those US shoppers are also saying they'll look for other retailers that carry the same product or brand if an item's out of stock. So definitely top of mind for the consumer around the disruptions they've seen, you know, through the pandemic. And certainly that's top of mind as we go into this holiday season as well. A couple other things I've mentioned on this, that the most searched categories in shopping recently have been apparel, consumer electronics, and footwear. And so we're seeing news of supply chain shortages influencing, you know, across all of those. But we're also still seeing, even as people are thinking about, you know, supply chain shortages, we're also seeing that people are still looking for deals. And this is still very much part of what people are thinking about, is how do they find the best deals? So for example, we really recently launched a new deals feed from Google Shopping, where people can browse the best deals on Google. And starting this month, when people search for deals during major sales moments like Black Friday deals or Cyber Monday sales, they'll see a new section highlighting relevant deals alongside of other related sales information.
You can't miss a holiday season without looking for those deals. Are you seeing any distinction between how people are shopping in store versus online?
Yeah. So, you know, I think a big thing that we're starting to see is that these are blending together. You know, shoppers are operating in a more blended world as the boundaries between physical and digital shopping start to really fall away. For example, 68% of shoppers say that they'll consolidate shopping to make fewer trips to stores. But of course, that means they're checking to see where things are available online before they head into the store, or looking to see where it's in stock before they head into the store. And shoppers are still using, you know, a mixture of tactics as they get comfortable going back into the store. So some of this may involve things like, you know, spending less time browsing the store, planning out the trip. So you're going into the store, but you're spending less time checking what's available before you visit, or looking for things like contactless shopping, contactless payments. And so that's definitely part of what we're seeing is this blended world of digital. You know, certainly there's pure e-commerce, but then a lot of digital really coming into the store. And in fact, in the last year, we've seen an increase in adoption of digitally enabled services like curbside pickup, same day delivery. But as people are coming back into the store, we're also seeing other blended experiences, like Google Lens is a great example of this, where Google Lens allows you to just point your phone at anything you see in the real world. It'll tell you what that product is, great information about that product, reviews, research, all these kinds of things. And so this is something that we see really accelerating, is that even as users come back into the store, they've become accustomed to having lots of information right at their fingertips. So even if that shopping journey didn't start in the digital world and they're in the physical world, they want that same information, whether it's reviews or price comparison, or just looking to see, you know, how a particular item might look. And so we're really seeing that kind of usage of point your phone at something, get great information about it with Google Lens, or things like what we're doing with Lens around photos that you take. So screen captures and things like that, that let you shop images right inside of a screen capture that maybe you picked up in, you know, social media or a place like that. You can shop what you see in a screenshot. We're also seeing a lot of interaction for things like AR-powered experiences. So last year, we introduced an AR-powered beauty shopping experience on Google Search. And this allows consumers to virtually try on different lipstick or eyeshadow colors or see what they would look like on a diverse set of models. And so now, for example, Ulta is integrating virtual try-on tools for lipstick and eyeshadow, which is integrated within Google Search and YouTube. So these kinds of experiences that really blend together digital world and physical world, we're seeing really, really accelerate.
It seems like there are just more and more ways to get inspired, right? You used to walk down Main Street and look in the windows and see what they had on display and sort of assume that was those were the gifts that people wanted, or you know, catalogs. Well, let's be honest, I have kids. There's like 5 catalogs in my living room with a permanent marker circled on every single page. But there's so many different ways now for people to see both what they want for themselves, but also for ideas for family and friends. It's incredible how much digital has changed how we're able to look for things that we never would have found otherwise.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Sarah. We have a few of those catalogs laying around our house as well. Although my daughter also has her YouTube list of things that she's found on YouTube that are on making her Christmas list for us as well. As you highlighted, shoppers are always going to look for inspiration before they purchase. But that classic window shopping experience is definitely evolving. We've been focused on bringing choice to the user, making it easier for you to find what you're looking for. We're also making it easier to browse when you may not know exactly what you're looking for. So whether that's sort of browsing for clothing or shoes or accessories, right on your mobile device, right in our search results, where you may start with a search that is not entirely specific, but is sort of pointing in a general direction. For example, if you search for crop jackets, we'll show you a visual feed of jackets in various colors and styles, alongside other helpful information like style guides and YouTube videos that can really help as you're maybe not just looking for a very specific thing, but maybe a general direction. You're needing some help getting sort of inspiration or finding guideposts to figure out what you might want. And all this is powered by our shopping graph, which we announced at Google I/O earlier this year, which is our comprehensive data set of 24 billion plus listings, which is AI enabled to really help the user find, no matter what it is they're looking for, help them find the best product, the best place to get it, the best information about it, and really help the user navigate that journey.
And did you say 24 billion listings?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we've seen huge progress on this. We opened our platform in Q2 of 2020 and made it free and easy for retailers to list their full inventory on Google and for it to be discoverable across our surfaces. And in the course of that time, we've seen our product catalog grow 70% plus. And so, yes, 24 billion plus listings, and that's a combination of, again, making the platform open so it's free and easy for retailers to list all their inventory. But then it's also for consumers, really making it so that there's great comprehensiveness so that no matter what product users are looking for, they're going to find the best product for them, as well as the best set of choices of where to get it and the best information about that product or where they might buy that product.
I'm sorry, I'm just still stuck on 24 billion. It's just incredible. And I have to imagine all the data points for each. It's not just a blue shirt, right? It is a blue shirt that's short sleeves, that's made of X fabric. And
that's exactly right. And so we see that you have people sort of refining and filtering, like some of what you mentioned, whether it's by style or department or brand or any of these kinds of things. Also, we see that users are really tapping into the credibility and knowledge of trusted content creators. For example, looking for reviews on YouTube to see somebody unboxing the product and giving them a walkthrough of the product, these kinds of things. In fact, we recently partnered with several top YouTube creators to test our new live shopping features. And we've also been testing shoppable live streams with leading retailers on their channels, for example, with Sephora. So we've kicked off YouTube holiday stream and shop in mid-November, where we're running shoppable live streams with other brands, including Walmart, Samsung, and Verizon. So we definitely think this broader set of information is going to be really critical to the user's journey as well as in addition to new content types like video.
Okay, wait. So I haven't seen this video thing, so you have to explain it to me a little bit. So it's a live stream, but it's shoppable. What am I watching? Where am I?
Well, so on YouTube, we've seen really great commercial intent for quite some time on YouTube, and this may be, as I was mentioning, someone watching an unboxing video of a product where there's a creator on YouTube that is showing new products, telling users about them, how to use them. And users really get a lot of value out of seeing it demonstrated by a real person as to how to use that product or what they think of it. But then in addition to that, we're starting to kick off things like live streams where you have content creators that are sharing products, but that you can buy as the live stream is happening right within YouTube.
Okay, I feel like I have a lot of new things to search for this year and new ways to shop. Oh my gosh. You're right, though, about how smart search is these days. My son came home from a friend's house yesterday. He's 8. And he said, I really want this game we played. And he said, it's a ball and you poke it. And it took me one search on Google. And he goes, yep, that's it. It's amazing.
Excellent. Yeah, great to hear that. This is, we've invested a lot in both the data set that I mentioned on the shopping graph, as well as AI enabling those tools, to really do exactly as you just described, help people find the things they're looking for, as well as help them navigate just the many, many different attributes of the products and where to get those things to help users get to those kinds of answers like you were just mentioning.
Okay. So I'm going to go big picture out of the holiday season. How do you see the retail industry evolving in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah. So, the last year and a half has certainly been a massive catalyst of key consumer and retail trends. And we believe many of these trends are here to stay for years to come. And many of them were just starting to scratch the surface. So one thing I'd call out, commerce will increasingly be more of a relationship-based experience. It's no longer just transactional. Merchants of all sizes can and must now connect directly with a new generation of online customers. They expect brands to be transparent and authentic, and really demonstrate their values to the user. And we're building experiences that strengthen the relationship between sellers and their customers and really help sellers bring more of those value props forward to the users. Another that I'd mention is that we've talked about a little bit that as the line between digital and physical retail continues to blur, omnichannel is not only gaining ground. I think that the qualifier of e-commerce is going to go away. All commerce is becoming digital. Even the commerce that's happening in the store, people are finding information before they go into the store, or seeing their smartphone as their digital assistant, as they're in the physical world and conducting their shopping in the physical world. So, I think we've passed the tipping point on that. And as users go back into the store, they want that same rich information that they've been accustomed to online. And so, I think all commerce will effectively be digital, even when conducted in the physical world, because users are going to use digital tools to start their journeys, as well as aid them in their journeys in the physical world, like the Google Lens examples that I was mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
And then finally, I would just say, shopping is already multi-surface, and I think a multi-surface strategy is going to be increasingly important for retailers. It's crucial that retailers are able to meet their customers where they are. And so users don't shop in just one or two places anymore. Shopping inspiration can happen anywhere, whether that's watching a video on YouTube, walking down the street, browsing on your phone, all of those places, shopping inspiration can occur. And so we're really working to make sure that we provide tools to help retailers meet the user where they are across each of those moments, and giving the retailer an easier ability to have a multi-surface approach to reaching their customers.
I mean, you had mentioned earlier that shoppers are starting their holiday shopping early and earlier, but they're also shopping all the time, right? It used
Absolutely
to be
right.
Saturdays, we're going to do all of our shopping. And now it's, I have a break. I'm walking down the street. I'm going to, I see something cute on somebody's, someone's got a pair of cute boots on. Oh, I meant to go grab some. And you're off, right?
That's exactly right. And the digitization of that, with things like Google Lens, you can point your phone at those and figure out, well, what exactly are those? You're out for lunch and you think, oh, this is a really nice piece of outdoor furniture. I'd like that for my house. You can point your phone at it and Google Lens is going to tell you what that is, where you can get it, reviews about it, all those kinds of things. And yes, I think people are already shopping all the time, but I think increasingly that's becoming digital and will always be on for the user.
Okay. My final question. What is the best advice you've ever been given that's helped you through your career?
I've been given a lot of advice and took advantage of a lot of it. And so there's a bunch of good ones. And the one that I'll mention, that I think helped me a lot, particularly as an entrepreneur, was the encouragement that there are often times when you have to be willing to jump into the deep end before you fully know how to swim. And I mentioned that one because I think it's fitting for this moment in time. Don't take that too literally. You want to be thoughtful about that and safe about that. But I think that we're at this moment where the consumer's behaviors have changed massively. And I think just as that advice benefited me as an entrepreneur in building things that may not yet have existed, where it wasn't exactly certain where the user was going and what you needed to do, but there were enough sort of indicators that you could go ahead and build for that. I think we're in a similar kind of place in retail and commerce right now, where the user has clearly shifted their behavior. And exactly what that looks like in 5 years' time, you may not have 100% precision on that, but there's some pretty big indicators on that. And I wouldn't let perfection be the enemy of good on these things as more and more retailers are experimenting with ways to connect with users in the digital environment. I think the biggest mistake would be to not make the attempt versus to really engage, make the attempt, and know that that will iterate multiple times over the coming years. But the biggest mistake would be to not make the attempt versus really starting that digital engagement with users because they have shifted their behavior so significantly.
That's great advice. Actually, I think you packed 3 or 4 pieces of advice into your best advice. So well done.
Thanks for that.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sarah. It's been great.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening to another episode of Retail Gets Real. You can find more information about this episode at retailgetsreal.com. We love to hear from you. So please send your feedback and comments to podcast@nrf.com. I'm Sarah Rand. This is Retail Gets Real. Thank you for listening.